Hello, my name is Siobhan Shields, and this is an extract from my story, Sadie and the Bomb. Sadie was at the bottom of her staircase, one arm cradling baby Sam. The other reached out to turn off the hall light when the bomb landed in the back garden. She had paused for a split second, her memory clicking in as she touched the switch, remembering the first time she had encountered electric light. With her father in the British Army, Sadie had spent her earliest years in India, sleeping under a mosquito net, thinking nothing of the small cups of paraffin guarding the feet of the bed, keeping the scorpions away. In the morning, the sun would stream through the net, the shadows marking her skin with crisscross lines. Her mama didn't like the sun and always had a tired red face, but Sadie and her wee sister Dorothy loved the brightness and the heat when they were allowed to play outside. Sadie's earliest memory was toddling towards a bright patch in the garden without her hat on, a sing-song voice in the house behind her. Mem Sabib Sadie, put on your dobi. Even more than the sun, they loved the rain and monsoon season. Sadie and Dorothy would rush outside to feel the large raindrops fall on them. They reached their arms up to the sky and would be soaked through to their skin in seconds. They danced in the rain as the dusty ground turned into mud, coating their bare feet in a red that stained their pale Irish skin. When Sadie, as a teenager, met Tommy at the Plaza Ballroom in Belfast, they would spin around the dance hall faster and faster, egging each other on, and she felt the same giddy freedom as dancing in the warm monsoon rain. The Indian servants laughed at the little Memsabibs and kept one eye out for their mother. The rain was so infrequent and the rest of the day so hot that when the rain did come, the worms would poke out of the earth, grateful for a drink they could guzzle through their translucent skins. They wriggled towards the sky, swaying in unison like a field of tall grass in the wind. When Sadie was 5 and she could count her age on the fingers of a whole hand, the other soldiers started calling her daddy Colour, which confused her. Colouring in was one of her favourites, but she had never seen her father scribbling with crayons at the art table. One day he took her aside and showed her 3 pointed stripes on the chest of his colour sergeant's uniform and explained they would be taking a ship back to Ireland, the place where she was born but couldn't remember. The ship had electricity. Sadie and Dorothy were entranced by the magic that made the sun shine at the flick of a switch. On their first night as the magnificent RMS Magdalena was gliding across the Indian Ocean and their parents dining upstairs, Sadie and Dorothy were tucked up in bed. Across the ocean, the lookout of another ship noticed a pinprick of light that went on and off in an unusual pattern, growing larger as the smaller ship approached the bigger steamship. In the cabin, Sadie was teetering atop her father's suitcase, her small fingers clicking the light switch on and off. Dorothy hugged Tedward the bear as she watched, her mouth hanging open. Sadie snapped the switch on, off, on and off. The lookout watched the intermittent light and suspected a foreign spy might be aboard the British ship, sending messages by Morse code to an enemy vessel, probably a submarine. He quickly notified his own captain, who radioed the RMS Magdalena. They sent a team of their strongest sailors to the cabin right away. Sadie and Dorothy were shrieking with laughter, drunk on the power of controlling the sun. Sadie helped Dotty onto the suitcase and lifted her up so that she could be the controller of the sun too. When the sailors burst in, they were relieved to discover 2 small girls in their nightgowns rather than an enemy spy with a Luger pistol.